The Real Dangers of Wildfires. Summer 2022 was an exceptionally catastrophic year in respect to wild forest fires. They broke out throughout the world. Fires raged in France, Portugal, Spain, Morocco, Greece, and especially in California. I happened to be there last July, as we had planned to spend a few days in Yosemite National Park. This was until a major fire canceled all our plans. At that point, I started reading the newspapers and learning about the dangers of these major fires in California. This is not the first time it has happened. In fact, it is a recurring event that threatens thousands of acres and people's properties as well as their lives. This Western American state has been suffering from serious droughts in the past years, and the resulting fires are only one of the dangers. Fires that can be triggered naturally, as for example when lightning hits a tree, or that can be of criminal origin. I learned that larger and more frequent and intense wildfires are a growing public health problem, contributing to reduced air quality for people living near or downwind from the fires. Health problems related to wildfire smoke exposure can be as mild as eye and respiratory tract irritation and as serious as worsening of heart and lung diseases, including asthma and even premature death. Up until then, I hadn't realized that fires could also seriously endanger people's health, even if they were not direct victims of the ongoing fires. Smoke from the fires can travel hundreds of miles and affect thousands of people. This is a real concern, as particles from smoke tend to be very small, 2.5 microns or less in diameter, and can be inhaled into the deepest recesses of the lungs. But there is more to the story. French newspapers also reported on the European fires and noted another dramatic consequence of forest fires. When a tree burns, the emissions release carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. In France, this carbon dioxide influx was estimated at over 1 million tons just for the month of July 2022. The results of this experience made me think that the dangers of global warming we have been hearing about are, in fact, a reality. Yes, fires are more frequent and more dangerous. The glaciers are melting faster. The water level in the oceans is rising. Volcanoes are more active. There are more and more violent tornadoes, and heat waves are present in areas where they didn't happen before. My generation will have to cope with these new challenges. My little summer experience has made me realize that we are all concerned when it comes to the safety of the earth. For example, by being more aware of the potential dangers of fires, we can examine our habits and think twice before throwing a cigarette butt, lighting a campfire, or even a barbecue.